and not fear.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and every day I tell God that I'm blessed because I'm his daughter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Whew, all I can say is it is nice when you can get up early in the morning and get a word from God. I got a word this morning. I'm back on my normal schedule where I am able to go back to my Bible study that I get and that word of encouragement that I get from Morning Glory Nation. And if you are not a part of the Morning Glory Nation on Facebook, you need to be. Thanking Pastor Fred morning for a wonderful word from Matthew chapter 6. And I love the fact that he said, I have value. And I say this morning, family, you have value too. Because why? We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And our daddy, whew, owns everything. He's in charge of everything. He is everywhere, and he loves us. Wow. Not spoils us, but loves us. And there's a difference between being and being loved. God will give you whatever you need, but he's also going to tell you it's time to go to work. You got to get up. There's things you got to do. I will provide, but you got to do your part. So thank you, my daddy, God, for his love and his grace and his, whew, his hallelujah mercy. Thank you, Father God, for this day that you have made, Lord. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. Father, as I pray every day, I ask you to increase as I decrease, Father God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight, Father God. For you are my strength. And you are my Redeemer. You are my Father. And I know that you love me. And Lord, I love you too. You are my heart. You are my strength. You are my mind. You are my soul. And I ask you again, Lord, please increase and allow me to decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Lord God, be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. But Lord God, you are my strength and you are my Redeemer. And as I lift up this word today, Lord, I lift up pastors, asking you, Father God, to guide them and to lead them. As many gave rhema words on yesterday, they still have to go into the world today, out of their box and into the world. Lord God, may they go out allowing you, whew, to be the light that shines on them. They go into the highways and the byways. That those that see them on their jobs, that those that see them in the grocery store, those that see them anywhere, see you in them. And that they ask, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, give them rhema words to speak. Not judging. So heavenly minded and no earthly good words. But words that will touch hearts and touch spirits of those wanting and seeking you through your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name I pray for the salvation of this world. Lord, do not destroy us. Give us more time to get better. Clean up, as Minister Freddy spoke on yesterday. Help us to clean up ourselves, our environments, our lives. Give us a clean up spirit, God. In the name of Christ Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for giving us value as Pastor said this morning. Thank you, Lord, for awesome men of God who has spoken loyal words over your people on yesterday and today. I ask your continued blessings over them and their families. In Jesus' name, bless my pastor as she gets ready to celebrate her birthday and to travel. Lord God, she's got a lot of work to do. And I ask you to give her strength. Give her strength, oh God, and watch over her as she does the job that you have called her to do. And as she prays this morning, put me in her remembrance to pray over this ministry and all that I do for your kingdom as well, God. But this is a heart. This is a love relationship. Your word is so important to this world, God. Let those that need to hear it and give me discernment and understanding. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Whew, getting all filled up this morning before we even get started. Asking God, give us understanding. Let it not just be words read from a book, but that it be words that touch hearts, minds, and spirits. Is what I ask God for you this morning, that we're not just reading a book, you know, that we are comprehending and understanding, that it touches your heart, your mind, your spirit, and that you remember the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Commandment in the second is like it, to love your neighbor. We got to love each other. All this crazy going on in this world, if we're not careful, history can easily be repeated. And we've got to pray. We pray out the spirit of negativity. We pray out the spirit of evil because we know that the evil one is deceptive. He deceived Eve in the garden. He wanted to be Jesus. He wanted to be God. He wanted to be over heaven and earth, but he can only be one place at a time, one place at a time. But understand, a third of heaven came with him. So he may only be able to be one place at a time, but there's a third of heaven that's down here, and they can be at other places too. Be careful, be careful, be careful, saints. The enemy is busy. The evil ones are among us, and we have to pray for discernment. So let's get into our word this morning. And it says this in Isaiah chapter 28, starting at verse 16, and we'll be going to Isaiah 29, verse 24, God willing. And it says this, therefore, thus says the Lord God, not thus says Pastor Bridget, not thus says Minister Bridget, not thus says anybody, but thus says the Lord God. Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Also, I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plummet. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol, meaning hell, will not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, then you will be trampled down by it. As often as it goes out, it will take you. For morning by morning it will pass over, and by day and by night. It will be a terror just to understand the report. For the bed is too short to stretch out on, and the covering so narrow that one cannot wrap himself in it. For the Lord will rise up at Mount Perazim. He will be angry in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his act, unusual act. Now, therefore, do not be mockers, lest your bonds be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a destruction determined even upon the whole earth. Give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my speech. Does the plowman keep plowing all day to sow? Does he keep turning his soil and breaking the crop? When he has leveled its surface, does he not sow the black cumin and scatter the cumin? Plant the wheat in rows, the barley in the appointed place, and the silk in its place. But he instructs him in just in right judgment. His God teaches him. But the black cumin is not thrashed with a thrashing split, nor is it cartwheel rolled over the cumin. But the black cumin is beaten out with a stick, and the cumin with a rod. Bread flour must be ground. Therefore, he does not thrash it forever, break it with its cartwheel, or crash it with its workmen. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and in guidance. Wow. Let's go back to life example for this chapter 28 word. And again, for those that are just joining us, my daily disclaimer, I don't own rights to our theme song, but it touched my heart for so long. It was what got me through a lot. And when God gave me this ministry, this Moving Forward ministry, this Blog Talk Radio ministry, some years ago, I was part of a great ministry with Prophetess Diane Shaw, who introduced me to radio. And I can only say thank you, Prophetess. I love you. Always will. And I thank you for this opportunity. And our show was New Beginnings because I needed one. It started in August of 2000, and I believe, so long ago, Saturday night, 2 hours straight, call in. Then we went to mornings, 8 a.m., call-in show. Awesome. And then God said, I need my word read. And I'm like, but Lord, you know, the call-in show is working, it's doing well, and God takes the whole script. And then he gave me this Bible by Dr. Charles F. Stanley, Life Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And all I can say is, thank you, God. And thank you, Dr. Stanley, for listening to the voice of God, to bright commentary for this word. So when I say life examples, I question what the Bible says, life lessons, those come from Dr. Stanley, who I will say is a true man of God and after God's heart. The commentary is on point, and all I can say is wow. Every day, wow. Look at God. And the way he has written this Bible and the order, every day we have a psalm, every day we have a proverb. We have an Old Testament word and a New Testament word. And it's taken us through in a way that all you can do is say, wow. That's all I can do. I say, wow. What? Omnipotent worship. Awesome. And so when you hear these, you say life lessons, it is Dr. Stanley's words. Sometimes mine is put in there with it, but mostly it is his words. And all I can say is thank you. And I thank God for this mighty Bible and this word. And I say, and again, not paid by Dr. Stanley, not paid by his ministry. All I can say is this Bible is a Bible to get into your biblical arsenal, it is awesome. And it will take you where you need to go to fight the fight of faith. Because the enemy is busy. And he could care less about us. All he wants is souls. And he can't have it. He can't have our souls. I'm not Ron Raven Jr. And I don't want my name in hell. I don't want to be there because I know that my God is here. And I know that he is coming back. And I know that when the Savior comes back, it is not going to be lovey-dovey. He's coming back to do some house cleaning. So I tell you this, we all got to do some house cleaning. I know I do. I don't know about you. I can only speak for myself. Go to work. So a life example from our chapter 28 of Isaiah. And understand, Isaiah is like Revelation for the Old Testament. He does not play. He will give you what the Lord said. Note, therefore, thus says the Lord God. Not thus says Isaiah the prophet, but thus says the Lord God. And this is what says, sometimes it feels as if God's hand is heavy upon you. Whew. As if he is refining and shifting you for some reason, no, only to him. During those times, trials will grind at you from inside out in a seemingly unending process. Yet when such seasons linger for you, look to Isaiah 28:28 for comfort. Isaiah writes, bread flour must be ground, therefore he does not thrash it forever. God will not discipline you too much. He won't allow the process to destroy you. Rather, he knows just the amount of thrashing and milling that's required to make you especially effective for ministry. And the best news is it won't last forever. Just as the farmer who is an expert in the possibilities of each grain of wheat, barley, or oats, God knows exactly how to develop you into the person he created you to be. Trust him. Soon enough, the refining will be over, and the result will be delightful. Oh, praise the Lord. Isaiah 28 and 29. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. Have you experienced the wonderful counsel of God? I have. Have you invited him to guide you to excellent places? I have. He wants to lead you into a great future, but you must listen to his voice and obey his directions. Wow, all up in my business. Because sometimes we get caught up and we forget to shut up and just listen. I ask God, Lord, fill my lips and let me hear you. Let me listen. Let me hear. And Lord, show me how to do it. And as we get into our next word, it says, woe to Ariel, the city where David dwells. Add year to year, let peace come around. Yet I will distress Ariel. There shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be to me as Ariel. I will encamp against you all around. I will lay siege against you with a mound, and I will raise siege work against you. You shall be brought down. You shall speak out of the ground. Your feet shall be low out of the dust. Your voice shall be like a medium out of the ground, shall whisper out of the ground. Moreover, the multitude of your foes shall be like thunder, and the multitude of the terrible ones like chaff that passes away. Yes, it shall be in an instant. Suddenly, you will be punished by the Lord of hosts with thunder and earthquake and great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of divine fire. The multitude of all the nations who fight against Ariel, even all who fight against her and her fortress, and destruct her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreams. And look, he eats, but he awakes, and his soul is still empty. or as when a thirsty man dreams, and look, he drinks, but he awakens, and indeed he is faint, and his soul still craves. So the multitude of all the nations shall be who fight against Mount Zion. Pause and wonder, blind yourself and be blind. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with intoxicating drink. For the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, namely the prophet, and he has covered your head, namely the tears. The whole vision has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is literate, saying, read this, please. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. Then the book is delivered to one who is literate, saying, read this, please. He says, I am not literate. Therefore, the Lord says, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men. Therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among the people. God wants us to love him, not because of what's written in the book, but because we can feel his presence, because we know that he is real. All you have to do is take a deep breath and let it out, and know that it was God who put the breath of life in you. And he wants us to seek him every day. Father God, forgive me when I pray frivolous prayer. Let me remember that you are God and you created everything. You are absolute, a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of the wise men shall perish, and the understanding of the prudent men shall be hidden. Woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and the words are in the dark. They say, who sees us and who knows us? Surely you have things turned around. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? For shall the thing made say of him who made it, he did not make me? Or shall the thing formed say of him who formed it, he has no understanding? It is not yet a very little while till Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field will be esteemed as a forest. In that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall out of the obscurity and out of darkness. The humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to nothing. The scornful one is consumed, and all who watch for iniquity are cut off, who make a man an offender by a word, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and turn aside the just by empty words. Therefore, thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face now grow pale. But when he sees his children, the work of my hand in his midst, they will hallow my name and hallow the Holy One of Jacob, and fear the God of Israel. These also who err in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complain will learn doctrine. And as we go back over the life lessons from this chapter, first chapter 29 of the book of Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 29:13, these people draw near me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me. God, not only is it impressed with passionless prayers and dead devotion, He detests them. He has no interest in outward compliance, devoid of inward desire to please him. He wants us not our words. These are possessions. God doesn't want you to give him anything. He already has everything. He wants your heart. He wants your spirit. He wants you to love him. I love God. I might be a hot mess in some other things in my life. I may be messy, but when it comes to God, I don't play. And when I say messy, I mean I might not put a dish up. I might have some clothes that I need to give away that I have in a corner that need to go in a box or a bag to be given away. But we know. God knows our heart. He knows what we need to do. And we all need to clean up our messes. But he wants us to love him with our whole heart. He loves us with his whole heart. He created us. And when we talk about life, it's God that breathes the breath of life in each one of us, that we are viable. We are able to live outside the womb. We are created in the image of God. God is so good. And he knows what we can handle. He knows what we can bear. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done in my life and all you're doing. Isaiah 29:24, these also who erred in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complain will learn doctrine. God disciplines us only to bring us to a better state than we had before. He uses adversity to teach us because we tend to learn more in our valley experiences than on our mountaintop, and that's the truth. You learn more going through the storm than when you only have sunshine. You learn to appreciate the sunshine when you only have gloom. You learn to know that, woo, my daddy God has got me covered from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet when you're going through, because you can see that light on the other end and know, I'm almost there. I'm going to get to my daddy. Because you know that whatever you're going through, if you can get to your daddy, you know that he's got you covered. And he will not allow any hurt, any harm, any danger to fall nigh on you. All you got to do is get to your daddy. God, for being my daddy, who loves me in spite of me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In the 108th Psalm, our title is coming from that this morning. Whew, hallelujah. Be exalted, O Lord, above the heavens and all the earth. In the 108th Psalm, verses 1 through 6, it's a song of David. It's a psalm of David. And it says, oh God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the people. And I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens. And your truth reaches to the clouds. Whew, hallelujah. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered safe with your right hand and in faith. Just get to your daddy, and all will be there. We just got to get to our daddy. And all will be well. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. Not some of the earth, but all of the earth. As you get the pictures of NASA, then you see our planet blue and clouds, and it's just gorgeous looking at our planet from the moon and from just out in space. And you just look at Earth, and then you compare Earth to some of the other planets in our solar system, and you're like, we are a tiny little beauty. We're not the biggest planet, but we are so cute. You know, as my grandson said, that's just cute. Earth is cute. Earth is a little beauty. Earth is that little planet out there that is life. God didn't make us the biggest planet, but he made us. And he gave us everything we need. He said, I'm going to make this, and I'm going to put my people on it, my sons and daughters. And he didn't ask much of us but to love him. He wants us to love him. And when you look at the planets out there, you know, we're not as close to the sun as Mercury or Venus, but we're like right there. You know, and then we got Mars and Jupiter and then Saturn and Uranus and Neptune and poor little Pluto. Stay out there. Cold. You know, we could only say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for loving us enough that you gave us a son. We're warm. We're not cold. We're not a cold planet. We are a live planet. God does not want us to be a cold church, but an alive church. He doesn't want us to just come in and be cold and just go by, oh, well, I came in, I had a word, and I'm gone. Did you get anything out of the service? Did you feel the presence of the Lord? Or were you like Neptune, just full of ice and cold? Because you're so far from the sun that you get no warmth. We don't want to be lukewarm. We want to be what God wants us to be. A beautiful creation by God. Not rare, but beautiful. Because we're close enough to the Father that we feel his love. Wow, what a word. And then it goes into text in Proverbs 25 verses 21 and 22. Stand him. I can't stand her. I hope they saw it. Not of God. Not of God. They did me wrong, so just let me get a chance, and I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Not right. Not of God. But we know that we can act up. But understand, what does the word of God say? If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. Though you will keep coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Vengeance is not yours. It is God's. Give them to God and shake off the foolishness. We got to give our enemies to God. Sometimes we get so caught up that we allow them to take control of us. Give them to God. Give them to God. You know, when my little baby is trying to be stubborn, he's like, We got to have an in our spirit. To the devil. Nope, not today. You are not knocking me off my square today. You are for me, and I'm a man, because God has given me strength. And we got to start getting, as Minister Freddie spoke on yesterday, clean up. Clean up your environment. Clean up your heart. Clean up your mind. Clean up your spirit. We got to get to clean. I'm not talking to anybody. I can only talk about myself. But we got to do what we have to do, because we do it not for ourselves, but for God. He loves us so much. He wants the best for us. So let's get moving. And if you get into our New Testament, where we are coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And I tell you again, God does not play. And we're going to be in chapter 11, only verses 1 through 15 this morning. He says, oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly. And indeed, you do bear with me, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by its craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. But if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. For I consider that I am not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles. Even though I am trained in speech, yet I am not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly manifested among you in all things. You know, so Paul has some issues, because understanding, he didn't walk with Jesus. He was a persecutor. He persecuted the way. He was out there arresting and standing by and watching them get stoned and killed, and he wasn't doing anything. He was against them folks. Who do they think they are? Was not for God's people. When he was called out of darkness into the marvelous light of salvation through Jesus Christ on that road to Damascus, he had an experience. He had the light. He had the transfigured Jesus come to him and ask him personally, why are you persecuting me? He had an experience. And we have all hopefully had experience when you hear the voice of God clear, where you're called to do what you do for God. Not for money, not for things, but because it's just what you're called to do. God is enlarging territory. Location, location, location. God is getting ready to do new things. But we got to do our part for God to widen our territory. For God to give us the best blessing, there's things that we must do. For I consider that I am not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles. Even though I am untrained in speech, yet I am not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly manifested among you in all things. That I can stand in humbling myself, that you might be exalted because I preach the gospel of God to you, free of charge. Come on now. I robbed other churches, taking wages from them to minister to you. And when I was present with you and in need, I was a burden to no one. But what I lacked, the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied. And in everything, I kept myself from being burdensome to you. And so I would keep myself. As the truth, no one shall stop me from this boasting in the region of Acacia. Why? Because I do not love you, God knows. But what I do, I will also continue to do. But I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. But such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Stand. The enemy has been busy. He has got folks out there now who are making truth into lies and lies into truth. The word of God is truth. They can take it, they can twist it, and they will try to make you feel inferior, make you feel less than, make you not know Christ. Jesus is love. God is love. And if you are in a church where hatred is spewed, that is not a man or woman of God. God is not hate-filled. God is love. And he wants us to love our neighbor as ourselves. He wants us to love him above everything else, with our heart, with our soul, with our mind. He wants us to love. And if you are in a place where all you hear every Sunday is hate, you are not in a house of God. And if you are believing what is being spewed that is not love, that you have been twisted by the enemy. God is not hateful, and he is not hateful. He loved us enough to send his son, so he didn't have to send a deluge of water to destroy the planet. He did not have to drown us. I set us on fire. I turn it into pillars of salt. But you're too busy looking back instead of moving forward. It's time to go to work. It's time to wake up and ask God, give me discernment, Lord, to hear your word in its clarity and to know that whatever is going on, that I'm going by your word and not the words of the wicked, evil one. Because he's busy. He deceived Eve in God's garden. You think about this. The slimy little snake went into God's paradise to tempt mankind and get us kicked out of paradise, to give us hardship and horror and murder. And hate from evil. If it was a commandment, it was broken. God wants the best for us. Because he loves it. In 2 Corinthians 11:3, life lesson, it says, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. God wants us to enjoy an intimate relationship with him. That's the bottom line of our existence. He created us and redeemed us so that we might spend eternity with him. When we forget that, we forget everything. He wants us to love. He wants us to love him. He wants us to love each other. He wants us to be Christ-like. He doesn't want us to be hateful and divisive and evil speaking. He don't want us to be idolaters, making people more important than God. Going for political partnership than for Godship. We need to kick all that left to the curb and ask yourself, are they lovers of God and his people? Do they believe that you help the less fortunate, that when they're hungry, you give them food, that when they need shelter, you give them a place to stay, when they need clothes, you clothe them? Because Jesus said the poor will be with us always, and it's our responsibility to help those that are in need. Help the brothers and sisters. And then it's 2 Corinthians, our last word for this morning. It's 2 Corinthians 11:14. Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Religion through the ages have often begun out of interaction with beings who present themselves as angels. I'm catching this. Demonic double agents can do a great deal of harm, and we must beware of them. I'm going to read that again. Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Heard of a Lucifer? Believe in the angel of light. Believe in Lucifer. Eliminated. Illuminati. Believe in the light. But we know the light is darkness. And yes, they've been given everything, billions and billions and billions of money, of dollars. They, as some believe, run the world. But understand this. They all have to stand before God. And we have to be careful. I say this with all my heart. We have to be careful. Cults and false religions of heaven left with Lucifer. A third. So that demon may have been an angel. And he wants to be an angel again because he realizes he made a mistake. So he may come as this angel of light. But because he chose the wrong side, demonic double agents can do a great deal of harm, and we must beware of them. Ask God to give you discernment. Lord, give me discernment. Give me understanding. Help me to see past the surface in Jesus' name. And before we get out, as always, a prayer from our 365 days of prayer. And on this 19th day, delight in weakness. I take pleasure in my weakness. Again, Paul, prayer even today. I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. But when I am weak, I then am strong. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. When we're weak, we're strong. Why? Because of who we belong to. We are God's sons and daughters, and he loves us. So much grateful to be a child of God. And as we get into our prayer this morning, it says, faithful Father. Faithful Father. I come to you with my tired and weary self. I am worn down, but I know that you always accept me just as I am. You meet me in my weakness and give me your own strength to lean on. I need to lean hard today. What a privilege that I don't ever need to second guess your willingness to help. Thank you, God. You are dependable, God, and I am extremely grateful. There are so many days I don't stop to think about your help. I just run to you, and there it is. When I am against hard times, there is no question that your strength is enough to get me through. I don't have to push through in my own power. I take over and I delight in not having to be my own rescuer. And this is the word for today. Who do you turn to in your week? Are you like Paul? I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships and persecutions and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Do you give all your situations to the Most High? Do you honor him in everything that you do? And do you allow him to work in your life? And as we wrap up this morning, if anyone has a word, please push the number 1 on your device. If you are on social media, call 213-943-3597, and your line will be open while we are live from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. We are live. And if you dial 213-943-3597, you will be able to speak to the host and give a word that God may put on your heart. And as we go forth this morning with a word from our sister in Christ from Carolyn's gift on this 19th day of September, it is good morning. The glory is not in never failing, come on now, but it is the arising every time you fall. Having a moving on Monday. I'm going to read that again. The glory is not in never falling. We all fall. We all fall short of the glory of God. But it's still rising. But think about this. When you fall, when you stumble, there is a hand that picks you up. There is a hand that dusts you up. There is a hand that puts you back in your place. And that hand is the hand of the Lord God. And all we can say is, when I fall, I know I will get up. When I'm going through, I know that I will get through the storms of life. As it was storming early this morning, the rain and the thunder, I can hear it. And now as I look out, I see the sun rising in the east, the beautiful sun coming up. The sun is coming up from the storm. What was cloudy and dark, sunshine. And as Sister Carolyn says one more time, the glory is not in never failing, but it's still rising every time you fall. Have a moment on Monday, family, and give God thanks for a brand new day. Give God thanks for your do-over. Give God thanks that he loves you more than anything. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens and above all the earth. Glory shine in you today. Let those that see you see them in you. Let the light shine and watch God work in your life. Be kind. Be loving. Take all those fruit of the Spirit and just be who you are, an awesome man, a woman of God. And as we pray every day, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other in Jesus' holy and precious name. I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day in the Lord, for God is good and greatly to be praised. He created it all. He created you. He created me. And we exalt you, O God, above the heavens and above all the earth. Keep God first in everything you do and watch him work in your life. It's a wrap, family. I got to go to work. Love you much. Please join me, God willing, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. I am grateful to be back with you And I'm thankful just to be alive and given a chance to do over. Have a blessed day.